To receive federal funding, community broadcasters like KSTK have to bring in a certain amount of local, grant, and state monies. But in the past few years, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting has made it a little harder for stations to secure that money. It raised the threshold to $300,000, and KSTK has been short the past 2 years.
The thing that's challenging in Alaska is that our communities are small and a lot of our service is very local and robust locally, but it doesn't scale to large stations across the nation.
Molly Kabler is the executive director of Coast Alaska.
I think the vision or the idea from CPB was that if you weren't raising a significant amount of money from non-federal sources, you might not be valued by the people using your service.
The CPB contributes about one-third of KSTK's annual revenue, $120,000. Like all other public radio, the rest comes from the state and from local support, like memberships, pledge drives, and underwriting. For a small station like Wrangell's, it can be hard to expect a community of less than 3,000 people to donate hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. And state funding is not making up the difference. Along with most public spending in Alaska, there have been consistent cuts to public broadcasting. Since 2015, KSTK's state funding has dropped 40% to $80,000 a year. KSTK leadership considered many options to keep the station afloat. One was to merge with KFSK in Petersburg. But that would ultimately be a hit for both stations, says KSTK's general manager, Cindy Sweat.
There would be a little less local here and a little less local there. You know, they don't want to listen to our community calendar necessarily. We don't want to listen to their assembly meeting necessarily.
Sweat also says that consolidating the two stations would result in just one CPB and state grant for the two communities. Part of the answer was already in place. Both KSTK and KFSK are founding members of Coast Alaska, which handles their payroll and business administration and does the same for public stations in Juneau, Ketchikan, and Sitka. It was Kabler who suggested that Coast Alaska acquire KSTK. KSTK could run the station as it currently does, but it also could count on Coast Alaska's non-federal funds to help meet the CPB benchmark. In some ways, the move felt like the best way to protect KSTK's future and to preserve its independent sound.
Coast Alaska is a collaboration around the business and support around fundraising and engineering, but it's not a collaboration of content per se. Each station chooses the programming on the station that best serves their own community. Over the years, we've certainly learned to share content, and especially in news. But in terms of the shows that are run on a station day to day, that's chosen individually at each community.
So is that going to change once KSTK is absorbed by Coast Alaska rather than just being a member? Here's Sweat again.
For the listener or the user of the website, nothing's going to change. Nobody's going to notice anything different. So it's not going to be like one day we own it and we sound this way, and the next day somebody else owns it and we sound another way. That's not going to be the case.
But there will be changes in management. While two people from Wrangell will continue to sit on the Coast Alaska board as usual, KSTK's local board will no longer make decisions for the station. Instead, they will help with fundraising and community engagement. Angie Flickinger is the KSTK board president, and she says she'll be there for the station and staffers like Cindy Sweat.
And then also offer her whatever support she needs. So even though we won't be her boss anymore, we can still kind of tap in where she needs us since we've kind of filled that role before.
Transfer is pending FCC approval, which is expected for next month. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.